and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat being left vacant by retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
And participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the 2 main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those 2 items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
And with a look at things going on around the world, here is USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
An economic assessment by Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist finds South Korea spent roughly $13 billion to host the ongoing Winter Olympics, but will generate less than $3 billion in short-term revenue. South Korea's government optimistically says hosting the Games will draw in at least $18 billion in revenue in the coming years. But Zimbalist is skeptical, saying meager ticket sales show the challenge of turning Pyeongchang into a popular international resort town. Reuters reports up to 100 Russian mercenaries may have been killed in eastern Syria last week after the U.S. responded with force to an assault on allied Kurdish fighters. In a pattern seen in eastern Ukraine, Russian mercenaries are said to be taking on an increased role across Syria. By relying on contractors instead of uniformed personnel, Russia's government is not required to report on death tolls or injuries. And Germany's foreign minister is asking the U.S. to step up its participation in transatlantic security by doing more than funding its military. The complaint that certain German allies have rolled back spending on diplomacy and the U.N. comes days after President Trump's proposed budget spelled out steep cuts at the State Department, U.N., and USAID. But Ursula von der Leyen did propose a compromise, saying Germany would increase its military spending and push others in Europe to do so if the U.S. remained diplomatically engaged. We'll see if that message reaches Washington.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Eat it, Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Here right now, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I hope you're having a great day. Sorry, getting acclimated again to this Facebook streaming live Talented People show, streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office. I have a really special guest for you today. I'm going to tell you about them in just a second. But if you happen to be watching this live and you're in the central New Jersey area, pretty much sweating like summer in February, that would be where we're at. So this afternoon, it's a chance of rain, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 72. Tonight, chance of rain again, cloudy with a low of 41. Rain all day Thursday with a high of 44, and then a chance of rain continuing on Thursday night, cloudy with a low around 34. Rain likely again on Friday, cloudy with a high of only 42, and then continuing chance of rain, cloudy with a low of 40 on Friday night. Rain likely again all day Saturday with a high of 56, and then likely rain again through the night on Saturday night with a low of 43, and then the same thing on Sunday, 54, mostly cloudy on Sunday night with a low of 40. So, welcome to our show. We're going to go to our quick break. It's only one quick commercial, and then we're going to start with my conversation with two gentlemen in studio today. We have both Adrian Colon.
Cologne,
okay. And Mike Rossi. Basically, Adrian is a New Jersey-based comic, writer, producer, and filmmaker. We have a lot more to tell you about him. And then Mike is also, he's a singer and a songwriter from Hamilton, New Jersey. And he's played the guitar since he was 16, been performing in pubs and everywhere around since, I think he was 17, right?
Yeah.
And so his family is musically oriented, and we're going to learn all about him. So stay with us. We'll be right back on Talented People. Thanks for watching and listening in.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, we're back on the air.
Right, we can't curse.
No cursing. No, and you're cursing. Now you can hear you. We weren't really cursing. We were actually listening to part of this song called Sober that Adrian produced and directed.
No, I didn't produce the song. I produced the video. He wrote the song. His baby. I just produced the video and directed it.
Okay.
Just produced the video and directed it.
All right. We're going to get to the specifics right now. All right. First of all, you guys both right now, they can see you live on Facebook. And this is Talented People Radio and streaming live. So I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're talking. Let's start with you, please, Adrian. Mm-hmm. Tell us about yourself and everything that you've been up to, and then we're going to get to Mike.
Basically, I'm a filmmaker, director, producer, writer, a comic. So I got my hands on everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Well, okay, because we know Jenny, Pathways for Jenny.
Oh, that's right. I do that show, too.
Yeah, you are the...
I'm the director, producer, editor. I do a lot of stuff for the Jenny Show.
And Jenny's an awesome person. Tell us a little bit about the show. She's great. Okay, so tell us about the show itself so we can promote that. It's a Princeton Television TV show called Pathways.
Pathways, yeah, mm-hmm. with Jenny Hartshorn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I always produce an
Don't look at me.
Well, I don't know. Well, anyway, yeah, her show is about celebrating ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Mm-hmm. And I joined the show about a year ago, and she was open to change, and reformatted the whole show, and I'm the number one show in Princeton Community TV.
Number one. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's great for everybody to know, because I know they can watch that streaming online, too. You can look up the Pathways shows for Jenny, and then you'll find them. So what about being a comic? Let's hear about that.
I started acting, and I was terrible, but I was always the funny guy, so they told me to try improv, so I started doing improv, and da-da-da-da, and then I ended up on a stage one day, and I loved it. You know, and then
so where do you perform?
I performed. I haven't done it as consistent as I should. Mm-hmm. But I perform everywhere: New York, D.C., Philly, Trenton, my hometown. I perform basically everywhere, and I have a film called "The Joke's on You."
Yes,
award-winning film that you could watch. It's on YouTube at this point, but it talks about my stand-up comedy and my struggles with anxiety.
Oh.
That's
great.
And all of that stuff. So it's an award-winning film. We got like 7 awards, and we went through the whole film festival circuit. And it's out there. It's called The Joke's on You. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that you have anxiety challenges?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
And then you're a comedian on top of it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's like, I'm not buying my problem type of thing, right? I'm just going to go out there and perform. And I mean, I get anxiety thinking about a performer performing and being a comic. Because if they don't like your work... What do you do? But we'll get back to that.
Okay.
Towards the end of the show, I hope you're going to give us a little sampling.
Oh, we ain't doing all that. I'm too vulgar for radio.
I just told you about this, too.
I'm trying not to curse now. Don't get me started, Jimmy.
That's too cute. I love it. Okay. So, Adrian, thank you for that introduction. And now, Mike Rossi.
Yes.
And I've seen the video that you have out there, and it's called Sober, but we want to hear about you, and you're the songwriter and the song singer.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear about you.
So I've been playing guitar seriously since I was like 16. I've always like grown up around, like family that plays instruments. Like my dad plays guitar, my grandpa plays piano, my uncle plays piano. So everybody around me was always playing instruments and stuff like that.
How fun.
So I kind of picked up guitar. I think my dad bought me my first guitar when I was in like sixth grade, but I didn't know how to play. I just got really frustrated. When you're in sixth grade, you don't have a lot of patience to, you know, kind of deal with something like that.
Right.
So, like I said, I didn't really start trying at it until I was about, like, 16. And then once I kind of found, you know, I got over that initial kind of hump that I had to get over to where I was comfortable playing. And I just started playing gigs at bars for, you know, pizza and stuff like that. And just around town. And it was a lot of fun. And then eventually I was kind of just thinking to myself one day, I'm like, hey, I should write something. Maybe I should write something. So I started writing music, and I've been releasing, you know, original music now for the last 3 years-ish on YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, all different kinds of stuff. I have 2 projects out. One of them is called Welcome Home Bud. That's on Bandcamp, MikeRossi.bandcamp.com, and also on SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com/MikeRossiMusic. And then I just released another one this past year on my birthday called Homecoming. That's another like 4 or 5 songs, but that's on Spotify and Apple Music.
When's your birthday?
September 5th.
Oh, I'm September 20th.
Yeah, I'm a late bloomer. Yeah. September, baby.
September.
Yeah. And then I also just released a single a couple months ago on Spotify and Apple Music. It's called Saved.
And you're writing all these yourself?
Yeah.
Are you the only one in your band? Do you have a band?
I did have a band for a little bit, and then we kind of had a falling out, but I have a lot of friends that, you know, play instruments and stuff, so it's cool. I can just call anybody at any time and just be like, hey, like, what are you doing today? Like, want to hang out, like, jam a little bit? And 9 times out of 10, they say yes.
Yeah, so. Oh, I bet they do. That's so great.
It's cool.
Okay, so we're going to go to our first break. It's already 3:15 in the afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People on 100 in Chamber Radio. My guests again in studio are actually Adrian Colon.
You got it, babe.
I got it. And Mike Rossi. And they have together created a video. It's the song was written by Mike. It's called Sober. And there's a lot to this conversation. So stay with us. It's a real quick break here. And we'll be right back on Talented People.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@100in-chamber.org. The 100 in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Sober right now. This is the video we're talking about in just a short bit. Stand with us.
Now you walk the line, find
what you see. Oh, oh, oh. I won't be on time for your crying shoulder if you'd only walk my way, if you'd only last another day. Oh,
that is sweet, I have to say. All right, everybody out there, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. And what you were listening to just now is actually a music video and a song that was written by Mike Rossi here. And then it was directed and produced into the music video by Adrian Cologne. And it's a very, very, very powerful music video. And right now, I really want them to take a little time to tell you about the video, because at the end, you kind of get caught off guard a little bit. It's called Sober. There's a dedication at the end. So let's start with that. And why don't you guys tell us about where this came from and who it was dedicated to and why?
Yeah, so I wrote the song maybe like a year and a half ago, sometime like around there. And it was just kind of bare bones acoustic. And I brought it to 60 Midnight Productions in Trenton, New Jersey, Benny Perowski and Sam Wolf. And they flipped it all around and made it, you know, what you just heard, which
is fabulous.
Crazy difference.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's crazy
beautiful.
Difference of what it was. But, you know, I wrote the song just because it started with just that, you know, kind of, yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I was just in my friend's living room, my friend Vaughn, and he was like, dude, that sounds really cool. And I was like, all right, maybe I should write something like around this. And I was kind of trying to think of like what I wanted to write about, and that kind of just showed up almost. Like, I didn't really have to do a lot of digging for it. You know, I've had a lot of friends and family and stuff like that that have dealt with addiction and like different stuff like that. So I felt like it was a kind of good premise to start with. And then this past summer, I actually lost my cousin to an overdose. So, like I said, I wrote the song a year ago, and it was, you know, about that, but it was more so, you know, kind of just, you know, take it how you want. You know, I want people to relate to the song however they want to. It doesn't have to be sad. It doesn't have to be happy. It doesn't have to be anything. You know what I mean?
That was very inspiring.
Yeah, however you want to relate to the song is up to you. But when Adrian approached me and asked me to do a video about it, you know, it was cool because he brought a new kind of element to it that I didn't really even know that, you know, I had in the song itself. So after seeing the video, I was like, this is like huge. Like, this is what I want to do for, you know, as like kind of like a memorial, like for him. You know what I mean? The song is just, you know, so much more important to me now that I see the video and, you know, after everything that's happened and stuff like that. And like I said, I still want people to, you know, relate to it however they want to.
Right. Well, everybody has someone right now that they're dealing with. I have a lot of different guests on, as a matter of fact, the Center for Great Expectations, you know, treating opiate addiction. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different guests over the, you know, everybody's affected by it.
Right.
But it is interesting to me because I wanted to get you both here so we could learn a little bit more about the song itself, about your writing, about you producing it and directing it. And then also, where did you get the creative to make the story that is in the video? And how do you do
that?
That's
all him right there.
Okay, you got to listen a little bit. Adrian, tell us about... Okay, you were telling us about, which I want to get back to you and your songwriting as well, about how he created it, starting with a little bit of, you know, kind of like the beginning and then all of a sudden ending up with him having other people. But then his story is so different than the video that you put into play. And I want to also mention that Mike actually does perform and is playing the guitar in the video as well as the story that you're telling. That's cool too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, the story, you can take the story however you want. Everybody has something to say, but go ahead.
Well, when I approached him, he sent me several songs. Mm-hmm. And that song, it just, when he starts wailing in the beginning with that note, it just pierced through me. And then I had to change the story because in the beginning I made them both addicts. And who's giving who the ultimatum? Right. Who's going to get sober? Right. So I had to change the storyline. And he just gave me creative freedom. He just trusted me with it. And
that is extraordinary.
I wrote the storyline, and then I produced it and directed it. I had how it should look down to the color palette and how I wanted the transparent of him. He was almost like narrating what was going on. But I wanted him to be in a transparent form while the story's going on certain things. And listen, my mind just goes places, you know, like down, if you see the video, to that coffin scene. Remember, I put her, shout out to Chelsea and Zach, the actors in the video.
Yeah, Chelsea and Zach, they're great.
Aren't they gorgeous?
Yeah,
But anyway, I put her in a coffin of bottles, and there was like excuses on all the bottle while you drank. You know, you're inadequate, you're unhappy, you're depressed, you know, and... some people think they take the video, like you said, how they want to. She didn't get sober for a man. She got sober because she was destroying relationships and things because of her drinking and these issues that came up in her nightmare. Listen, you're going to die that way unless you go get help.
Right.
So she happened to go get help. And, hey, she went back to someone who she cared about at one point. Listen, I'm sober. She did not do it for him. She did it because she had, you know what
no,
I'm saying?
No, but she went back and handed her
the coin. It was almost to show him, listen.
She did it.
Right. They didn't have any contact for 3 months. She did it for herself.
No, it was perfect.
Right.
I mean, it really was. Did you expect, okay, were you working along with the storyboarding during it and watching everything? Or did he just bring it back?
No, not at all.
Okay. Wait, one other question quick. If anybody's listening, is there a place they can see it yet? Or if they can't, just explain why.
No, not yet. Okay. Right now we're putting it into festivals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And if we make it public, it'll automatically disqualify us from
those
festivals.
So the good news, when you are ready and you get your rewards, then you'll come back to us
and we'll broadcast this again and we'll add on
someplace. Everybody needs to know this is worth waiting for. And behind the scenes is always cool. So thanks for hanging in there with us and listening to this conversation. It's so intriguing. So you're telling me that you wrote this song. Mm-hmm. Did your cousin ever hear it at all?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
He listened to like some of my music and stuff like that, I'm sure. But, you know, it was something that I just wanted to release.
I love it. Don't worry. But, it's just curious. And then all of a sudden, you gave him creative freedom, had not seen his storyboarding. He brings back the video. And then what happened when you saw it?
Well, he sent me like
No, I played it for you in person.
Yeah, he sent me like...
Shout out to the Trent
originally,
Social.
Yeah, shout out to Trent Social for letting us use that place.
What is that?
For like almost the whole video.
Really?
Trent Social is a bar in Trenton.
Oh, that's the one you work at,
yeah,
right?
On South Broad, yeah, that's okay. Where I work.
T.C. Nelson, the owner, was fantastic. He loves to use the property.
Oh, I didn't know that was in the video. Okay.
Yeah. Super cool.
That's
they were dancing
so cool.
In the beginning. And
yeah.
And DJ Linda Lee and Dre Oval for lighting up everything. Yep. Bill Drummer, Melissa DeLeon, Noel Keelis. Rebecca Esquilin.
It was meant to be, for sure.
And everybody did it pro bono, which is really, really cool. They did it for pizza.
Oh, that's a great.
Did like 12-hour days. But before they started filming, you know, Adrian sent me like his idea of like how he wanted the storyline to be. And it was a little bit different, but I was like, you know, like I said, I want everybody to take the song and the video how they want to perceive it. You know what I mean? I'm
sure.
Not going to dictate how you should view it.
Mm-hmm.
I view it a certain way. You may view it a certain way, and Adrian views it a different way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when he sent me that, I was just like, "This is gonna be crazy. This is gonna be so cool." And then I was in the dark for like a month, right?
About three,
yeah, like a few months.
It takes a long
time. I was just
time.
Completely in the dark, and then I went one night for, you know, 2 hours, and I played the song like 4 or 5 times. Like that's like my part in the video, and then they were, you know, busting their butts like 3 or 4 days that were just 14-hour days, you know what I mean? And it was really cool, but after I saw it, you know, we went and we watched it. It was crazy.
Like, he teared up, and
yeah.
I was like, you know,
it made me emotional.
Yeah,
it made me emotional
because,
like, like I said, you know, I went into writing that song and recording that song and having that song with a certain mindset and, you know, having a kind of a view on what I wanted it to be, but I just wanted it to be it's a nice song. It's a nice song. You
it's
know what I mean?
That's
what I wanted
song.
It to do.
Yeah, it's a really cool song.
And then after I saw the video, which is crazy because I'm the person that wrote the song. I should know every meaning that's around it. You know what I mean? And then after I saw the video, it hit me right in my soul.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Shout out to Rangel Lubin.
Shout out to Rangel.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot his name. I can't forget him.
No, that's so cool. And all these guys did this all for you guys pro bono.
Yeah.
And the actress and the film.
Yeah.
Where did she come from?
Oh, that's from the Social as
she's
well.
One of my friends. She was actually
what?
In my old
yes.
band. She's in my old band, yeah.
What a team. What a group.
Yeah, she's
you guys
awesome.
Have. Really?
Well, Trent
awesome.
Social has,
is she an actress? Or
yeah.
Is that just...
Yeah.
And a musician.
This, I mean,
yeah.
She's really
and a musician.
Good.
Yeah.
And a musician. Wow.
The girl's got a voice like crazy.
Wow. What a great little story there. I love it. All right. So now, go back and tell me, when you were going through the changes and so on, what were people saying? And when you got done, how did you feel? And when he loved it and you knew you aced it, then now where are you guys going from here?
Well, I lost sleep over it. I'm not going to lie to you, because certain things didn't make no sense to me. And when you're a storyteller, you know, luckily I had two people that I could speak to about it. My brother, Ruben Colon, who's my writing partner, and Simone Parm. And they just listened to me just like, oh my God, this doesn't make any sense. What am I doing? And I was... Luckily, I had them, and they put things into perspective for me. And, you know, I got it done. You know, I changed the story out. And everyone who's watched it has had an emotional... I mean, you've seen it.
Yeah.
People have an emotional reaction. We debuted it at the Trenton Social to a crowd. It was, like, really packed in
yeah.
there.
My aunt and uncle were there and stuff like
his
that. Which
dad.
Was really nice.
He
yeah.
performed with... You
my
were
dad.
Sick. You had, like, strep throat or something, remember?
I had, like, the flu. I had, like, the first level of the... Like the first like wave of like when the flu started
oh
to
my
happen,
God.
I got that.
Oh.
I thought I was gonna die. It was the worst.
Not,
it was terrible.
Well, it's not, you know.
But he still
but,
came and sang,
yeah.
and he did his thing, and you know it was a successful debut, and it was worth it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it ain't about me.
Yeah.
It's about making sure everyone got something a showpiece.
Yeah.
So he could show his song. Everyone who participated for free, they have something for their reel.
Yeah.
They have something to show. So like, I did the lighting here. I did this. So it was about everybody. So it's very important to me that the end result was cool, because it's not all about me.
Right.
It's about all these people and giving them something that they can use for their career to show somebody that
you did a
you know,
great job.
Thank you.
And it does go back a lot of times. It goes back to the singer, and it goes back to the director and
it's perfect.
Producer. Yeah, really is perfect.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, how did you guys meet?
At the Social.
Yeah, at
what?
Social.
Yeah.
It's
he,
like
you
have
universe.
To
you have
I would
to
love to go
the
there.
Social.
I would
he's,
like to.
He's a part of something called Pop-Up Anthology with Catherine.
Yeah, we do a monthly screening at Artworks where we bring together I curate the program and I host it with Catherine Clark. And what we do is we bring local filmmakers from the area and we show their films, and then we have a Q&A at the end.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool.
It's awesome. It's
I heard him. The first time I heard him, he was doing a cover of Valerie for Amy Winehouse. And I was like, who is this kid? You know, I was like, who is this, you know?
What?
And then I asked him, hey, do you mind for pop-up coming and opening in the beginning while people, you know, they mingle and da-da-da. And he did that a couple of times, very humbly, for free. So when it came around, one hand washes the other. It came around, they were like, hey, do you know someone that can sing? It was a no-brainer. You know, so I'm happy that I got to do this for him and that he trusted me with it. It's a very deep song, and I did not want to mess it up. You understand what I mean?
I completely
get it. You have to respect the artist.
Well, I'm an author, okay? And Colleen, my business partner, is an illustrator. So back, you know, from Princeton Television, she's a board member also. Adrienne is part of the Princeton Television, she knows, so it's a small world as talk. But I do understand, because she was my illustrator. We were working together, and I was writing. So it's the same thing. The creative side coming from the content side, it's like your baby. Right. And then when someone else comes in and has to feel it, and then you love it, there's no better turnout. I mean, I completely get it.
And then it's dedicated. It has a very profound meaning to it.
Right.
And the lyrics were real power. I'm about to send them to me because I want to analyze it. But when he said it was dedicated to his cousin who had died of an overdose, that really touched
me. That threw me completely.
And I lost a friend too, like a month. Dennis DeLillo. Also, he died of an overdose too, a month before we started doing the thing. So it was personal for me too. So I was like, how do I do both? Bring him justice, and I put myself in it too. I come from a family of alcoholics and things like that, and I don't know, it was very personal. I took it really personal. Like I said, I lost sleep for this.
Thank you for losing sleep.
Yeah,
I'm serious. All right, we do have just a couple minutes before we go to the break, but I wanted to also go back and ask you guys about the status now, or tell where you're performing. And you've mentioned, do you have any dates in mind of anything open that you should let everybody know about? And also, I want to hear about the awards submission process as to how that works, so we can share with our viewers out there.
You go first.
Well, I have my own comedy show coming out at the Raven in New Hope, March 27th, Tuesday at 8 p.m. It's called LAL, Laugh at Life, with Adrian Colon.
Nice.
So that's coming out. And then I have a bunch of, I co-wrote a pilot with my brother. I just got the green light for this YouTube thing that's being launched. And the lead from The Phantom of the Opera on Broadway is going to be the main character. He wants to play the character. So that's really cool.
Wow.
Pathways is up for an award for our last show that we just did. And we're submitting Sober all over. That's why we're not showing it right now. We just submitted to the Nonstop Film Festival. And there's going to be several others that we're going to do it for. And then you submit it, and then you wait.
Are film festivals specific to music videos? Or
they have genres. They have different genres.
So you're in the music video submission side?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And so you haven't done that before, right?
No, my film was a short documentary, and
it won a bunch
of awards.
No.
So now with his video, we're doing the same, but we're doing it on a
music video.
Yeah, genre.
No, it's really cool. We have all kinds of different people and talented people, right? So all of my listeners and viewers out there are always meeting really people that we don't meet every day.
Right.
And so I always like to try, for their sake and my sake, to learn more about like what's going on in that place. Like, how long do you have to wait to find out if you get an award, and then what happens when you get one?
Well, it takes a while. First of all, you
months,
even
right?
get in the fest a couple of months. It depends on the submission day and the deadline. Then you go there, you're automatically nominated for best. That's why they pick you. Mm-hmm. But once you go there, even if you don't win, it's a feeling you're sitting there, and there's a bunch of people sitting there like in a big giant venue, and everybody's watching and they're clapping, and it's great because you don't know what could come out of that. Someone will want your song. Someone might look at me, look, I liked your imagery, maybe I want to hire you to do this. But it's great, and the response
is
just an instant gratification in a way.
Right.
Yeah. But you know,
to that point out there, if you, what if someone were watching and said, oh my god, I love that song, tell me where they would go to get in touch with you and how what that works like. And then also, as far as even performances that you may want to perform and sing the song in venues and so on, we'll talk about that. And then also what you do and what is your perfect person out there if they're looking for a video to be produced and directed, you know, they'll get in touch. So tell.
I have a Facebook like page. It's just Mike Rossi. If you want to get in contact with me, just message that. I answer everybody. I'm not really playing shows right now. I'm still working on writing my next project that I'm hopefully going to release sometime like later this summer. It might be another birthday release. Depends on how narcissistic I feel this summer. So we might do that. But I'm really trying to get back into the studio before anything else. I want to get new music because, you know, for the last couple of years I've had, you know, maybe like 10 or 12 songs in, you know, like my backlog. And I've released all of them, so now I have like nothing. So I got to start from scratch again. So
yeah, but people need to listen to it. I'm not just saying that to toot his horn. He is so talented, and I bought his music. You know, like as a fan first.
Yeah,
I think you're too modest, Mike.
No. Well, just curious. Like it's like a muse. Like when you're walking down the hallway or something, does the song kind of come to you? How does someone write a song?
I don't know.
And
it
how
just
do they
happened.
Know how like, to do well, it? Like, it's I don't like, understand.
Well, that one time, like my friend Vaughn, like I was hanging out at my friend Vaughn's house, and we were in his living room, and he was making guacamole, and we were sitting at his dining room table, and I played that kind of, you know, that chorus because I love like old school kind of music, like the Temptations and the Bee Gees and stuff like that.
What? That's so great. Were, yeah.
My grandma used to listen to it a lot, and I was with my grandma a lot of the time, and she listened to like 98.1 WOGL, and that's all they play on there and stuff like that. So like, I love that kind of, you know, that's where that came, that you know what I mean? That's like a thing that everybody did like with stuff like that. And I'm just like, I want to write a song that sounds like that. So I literally just started with that part. And then, you know, I added a few words here and there to the chorus and stuff like that. And then my buddy Vaughn was just like sitting there. He's like, dude, that sounds really good. And then like his sister came down with her friends. They're like, that sounds really cool. And I was like, I guess we are gonna listen to it again.
How long is it exactly?
It's like 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Okay. Because we got to stay with us to the end of the show so we can actually play it again. I wanted to ask you about that. It was funny though. So when you were talking about you sent it to some place and then they got back to you and they changed a lot of stuff and we were like, what?
Yeah.
What are they doing? Who are they?
6 to Midnight Productions. They're based out of Trenton. It's Benny Porowski and Sam Wolf. They're both super talented musicians, really close friends of mine. But yeah, I met them at Trenton Social again. This is where it's all stemming from right here. Yeah, Trenton Social needs a credit on all of my songs right now.
Yeah, you're not kidding. But, wow.
Yeah, I met Ben and Sam there.
Sounds like a great place.
At an open mic night. They do open mic on Tuesday nights at 9. And I went there one time, and, you know, I played at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning for 3 people. And Ben was like, dude, you're really good, man. Like, you should come hang out. And then, you know, later down the road, we developed, like, a really good friendship. I developed a good friendship with both of them. And I was like, you know, you guys have this studio here. Like, let's do something. I have a couple of songs in mind. And, you know, they offered to, you know, help me out with it. And, you know, I'm forever grateful for everybody that
you
I've
sound,
met in the
you
last,
both
like, few
sound
years.
Very grateful. Yeah, and you're so young.
It's really
cool.
Like, everybody's really cool. Everybody just wants to help each other. You know what I mean? Nobody's out to, you know, make
There's
a
no
quick
hating.
Buck.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to make a quick buck or anything like that. Like, everybody really wants to just do it, like, to do it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, they're crazy. They've done a bunch of stuff for a bunch of local artists and stuff like that. But they're under renovation right now, I think. Their studio, they're, like, redoing their whole studio. But I highly recommend anybody that wants to record music, whoever you are, to just go there. Because they're the coolest dudes.
Well, I love what you were, like, I think that's awesome. And they deserve that for sure.
Yeah.
And, when you were talking before about the awards and how basically when you're nominated and there's all these people clapping and you never know what's going to happen in the universe, you guys have your universe right there. It's all sprouting.
Yeah.
And then all these people and all these different layers and how much farther you can go. But just 3 people in your audience that night at 1 o'clock and look how far you got. Like, we're all about inspiration around here. It's always so close to like the touchdown. You know what I mean? Which is why we're going to go to our break right now. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. It's 3:43 in the afternoon, February 21st already. It's so warm outside. It's like 70 degrees. It's crazy.
So nice.
I know. It's a little bit of a teaser to us coming up, so that we're still in the winter months, actually, but it's right around the corner. So anyway, again, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and Adrian Colon and Mike Rossi are here. They are the, I should say, director and producer of the music video Sober, and Mike is the songwriter and performer in that amazing music video that you'll be able to see soon enough. They're waiting for awards right now, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying and selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Letter U, 800, we help you.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here?
That was unusual.
Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? Yeah, let's hear. Okay. So we're back here on Talented People. We're learning about the music video, Sober, that will be out for your viewing and listening pleasure.
And the song can be purchased. He has an EP, Homecoming. You can find it on Apple.
Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes. Just look up Mike Rossi, R-O-S-S-I, Homecoming. And then to find the single, it's just Mike Rossi, Saved.
So you don't have to wait for the video. You can go and purchase the song. So it's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Okay. And it's under Saved as the music right now.
Saved is the single that I just came out with. That's going to be on my next project called Youth. And then Homecoming has like 4 or 5 songs on it. Sober is one of them. Yeah.
Okay. So they can listen to the song now.
You can listen to the song. We just can't show the video yet.
I love it.
Yeah. Go in and buy it. Support local artists, especially when they're talented.
Right.
You know?
Well, let's talk about that for a second, about those kinds of events that people have that they would be interested in having you perform or maybe having the video displayed at their practice or something. Because, I mean, once you guys get the awards that you're waiting for.
We just want to get into that festival.
I just want to go. I just want to go see it.
And they do say that if you get the awards that you could explode, like right there and then, right? And I can totally picture people saying, I'd like to have your direction, you know, the storyboarding that you created, which I love that story about the two of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, your song is amazing. Must be so proud. And is your family also proud of you? Like, are they amazed?
Yeah, they're really hyped. Yeah, they're extremely hyped. Which is really cool. I'm glad that I have like a lot of support from my family, and like my friends too. I have a really good support system from my friends
and your boss
and my boss. Yeah, and my boss. Yeah, he let me shoot a whole video at his restaurant. Yeah,
he sounds like a great guy.
He's
really
cool. Yeah, he's cool dude. Though.
How long have you worked there?
Like 2 years now, I think.
Wow,
something like that. Yeah.
That's really great.
He got me out of my old job. I used to work at a car auction. It was terrible.
A car auction.
Hated it. Yeah.
What's a car auction?
It's just like a bunch of like old cars that they had there, and you know, people bring them from dealerships or stuff like that, and then other dealerships come in and they like auction them off. Mm-hmm. But like, I was outside for like 13 hours a day, like 7 in the morning till 7 at night.
How did you have time to play?
I didn't. I didn't. That was an issue. Yeah. And I used to go to open mic at Trenton Social, and it would be like, you know, 2 a.m. by the time they closed. And I was just like, oh, man, I got to wake up in like 4 hours and go to work. And my boss now was just like, dude, like, if you ever want to like leave that job, like, you come work here. Like,
wow.
Because I've been in like the food industry
Isn't
my whole life.
Isn't that the craziest?
Yeah.
The way the world universe works again.
It's crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I've been working there ever since that.
Aww.
I'm just hanging out. It gives me a lot of time to, you know, focus on my music and do stuff like this, obviously. And
this can also be a great promotion for his for his place.
Yeah, for sure.
Eight reasons why just now. And what about you? Like, you're playing, you're going to be doing comic in March at the Raven?
March 27th at 8 p.m., LAL, Laugh at Life with Adrian Colon and Friends, and it's at the Raven in New Hope.
Where's the Raven?
It's in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I got married in New Hope.
Oh, so you should know.
You think I would know.
You think you would know. It's not on the strip, it's not me. You got to go, like, up.
It's off the beaten path.
It's a cool place.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
And so it's going to be you alone?
No. It's me and a couple of other professional comics that really do this all the time.
Professionals?
Yeah, I call them professionals because they do it more than I do. And no, but they've been headliners. They've been on TV. They do stuff like that. And they're my friends, and they're all going to come and perform.
Have you ever had an awkward moment? You don't have to say any joke. Awkward, but just, did anyone ever, like, not laugh?
Oh, are you kidding? All the time. Watch my film,
Please
The Jokes On
us.
You. Put The Jokes On You by Adrian Colon on YouTube.
It's and free on YouTube?
It's free.
I'm going to do that today.
Look it up.
I'm sorry,
and you'll see me
ready.
Bombing. I mean, it's horrible. You know, you say this, and it could be like the best 5 minutes of your life, or it could be the longest 5 minutes when people are not laughing. You know,
sure.
That's not fun. Some people don't think it's funny. Certain things, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that's what's great about comedy. It's subjective, you know?
Yeah. Well, like you have to have thick skin, I guess.
The equivalent of that for a musician, I think, is like I played a winery, and for a lot of winery goers,
oh,
I'm probably not in their demographic at all. Bombing for you, like, the worst 5 minutes of your life. Like, I got to play, like, a 3-hour set music that these people don't want to hear. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So it's just extremely loud talking.
That is
hysterical. And so, it's the worst.
Because I represent one of the authors of the New Jersey Winery Guides, right? So there's, like, 36 of them at the time. And so I had to go to all the wineries with him when he was doing his book signings. And I learned about wineries by this. Of course, I know a lot about wine. But learning about the wineries and picturing the demographics that you're talking about with your music.
Oh yeah,
I can't even think of something more funny.
Well, you imagine someone playing sober in a winery? I mean, it's kind
I'm of playing
ironic.
Like, I'm playing like Bobby Womack.
Like, everybody's drunk, and you're talking about getting sober.
I mean, I'm playing like Kanye West. I'm playing like Kanye West covers for all of these people that are wearing like sweater vests and stuff, and they're just like, "What is happening right now? Who's this kid?"
I'm so glad you shared that, because that is so funny.
I think it's so fun.
That is so funny, okay? Well, all right, we're already at 3:52, so you guys got to tell us whatever you have, each about a minute and a half left to tell, and then we're going to listen to your song one more time.
You can go first, I got to think.
Anything you want to contact me for any reason, is Adrian, Adrian Colon, Colon, Jr., Adrian Colon Jr. at gmail.com. You can look me up on Facebook, Instagram. Look me up. I have a lot of events and things coming up, and I'm really happy that a lot of things are coming into fruition, because it's been a long time in the waiting. So
it's all right there.
I'm certain
of it. Congratulations on
that.
I love the song. I love the video. I'm so impressed with your work, as everybody is going to be as well, and those award determination people. All right. What about you?
Like I said, I'm not really playing anywhere right now. My contact info is officialmikerossimusic@gmail.com. That's for any booking or anything like that. I also write music for other people, too.
Oh.
So if you need a song written, just give me a budget and I'll write you a song. Facebook, Mike Rossi. Instagram is SaltyMike_. Spotify, Apple Music, Mike Rossi Homecoming, Mike Rossi Saved. And keep listening and expect another project this summer.
And all you out there got to see these guys when? before the big day, before when you see them later, you're going to say, I saw them on Talented People on 100 in Chamber streaming radio with Jeannie Murphy. That's like, I mean, I see it, okay? And I'm taking ownership to this right now. I'm like, okay, you saw it here. So now we're going to listen to the song one more time. Thanks so much for listening in and watching in. Hope you like this Facebook streaming thing. I'm getting a kick out of it, actually. And if you're out there, by the way, and you'd like to be a guest on the show, please don't hesitate to get in touch with me. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is Sober. This is the song Sober. The music video is on its way. You can look it up if you go to Mike Rossi's website.
Just Facebook.
They're so smart. They know all the stuff. All right, anyway, have a great week. Here you go. Here's the song. Take care.
USA Radio News.
The FBI acknowledged that some protocols were not followed after they obtained a tip in January that shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz had a potential of conducting a school shooting. Meanwhile, a former classmate of Cruz is coming out speaking about some of the things he did in his past school years.
I used to always hear stories about him throwing rocks through windows, pulling the fire alarm for fun. No one was really too close to him because it was always assumed that if this were to happen, it'd be him. Someone having the ability to instill that much terror in the people I love hurts.
The FBI said the caller had provided them with information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat being left vacant by retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the 2 main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those 2 items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the